7D Listening Skills. Exercises 1B and 2A, page 108.
Eileen Lynch is an aerobics instructor in a newly opened health and fitness centre. Eileen, your group exercise classes are very popular, I believe. What's your secret?
I don't really do anything that special. The good thing about group exercise is that it motivates you to attend. As part of a group, people don't want to let the others down by not coming. There is less excuse for being lazy and staying at home.
I see. On the other hand, some people say there is less one-to-one attention in a group. They prefer to work out with a personal trainer instead. There is no difference in the cost, but they feel a trainer always notices when they are doing something wrong. Is that ever a problem in your classes?
Not so much. I make sure that people who have done lots of aerobics sit at the back. They're fine exercising on their own, and I can keep a closer eye on beginners in the front. That makes it easier to correct them.
Right. Another problem some people mention about group exercise is that you have to follow the class level. I mean, the exercises are not designed individually for each person. Couldn't a beginner end up overdoing it on a difficult exercise? Say, hurt himself by pulling a muscle or something?
In fact, I always tell my students to do only what they feel they can. I make people slow down if I see they are pushing themselves too hard.
So, how many people attend your classes?
Usually between 20 and 25 students. And that's the second good thing about group aerobics sessions. They're not just about keeping fit. They're great for getting to know people and making new friends. Lessons are more enjoyable too. You can chat together and dance to the music.
You've convinced me. It sounds fantastic. Now, I'm certain our listeners would like to know how they go about joining one of these fun classes.